Justin, first of all, welcome back from 2 weeks in sunny Italy. I bet you're glad to be back in the Triad.
You know, it was a great trip, but I am glad to be back.
Good. Well, Owen Covington has written an article for this week's Business Journal on an area in Randolph County where investors are hoping to establish a mega site, about 1,500 or so acres, to attract a large-scale manufacturer. Now, we've talked about this site before, so first, let's go for a little bit of background. Who's involved and what are their goals, et cetera?
So we're talking about the Piedmont Triad Partnership. You know, David Powell came in a couple years ago and started setting his priorities. Having a mega site somewhere in the Triad was a top priority of his. He's been working on this relentlessly, almost full time, for the better part of a year to a year and a half. How can he assemble somewhere in the heart of the region 1,500 acres of land that will be very appealing to, as you said, a large-scale manufacturer, but more specifically, an auto manufacturer? Because what comes with auto manufacturing are a minimum of 1,000 jobs plus all the suppliers that locate nearby. That's what he is trying to set up, and that's why they're looking for this mega site.
But there have apparently been some concerns expressed by a property owners group. What is it they want to see happen?
Well, Randolph County is a site that we have been rumored to understand at the Business Journal that was the location. You know, they've been looking all over Davidson County, Northern Guilford County, out by the airport. Randolph County site has really come into focus. And what the Business Journal is doing this week for the first time is really establishing the location of this potential mega site in Randolph County, where there is an LLC that was formed earlier this year to start reaching out to property owners to see if they would be willing to sell. So it's not just one person who owns 1,500 acres. There are dozens of people that own land within this parcel, and they've all been contacted, and their concerns are starting to raise, you know, sort of rise to the top right now.
But what are their concerns at this point?
They don't know enough. You know, I mean, I think that that's the big thing. What people are being asked to do is sort of give up options on their land without really being told yet what the land is going to be used for, how it's going to affect the area, or even what the price of the land would be. So this citizens group has come together in Randolph County called the Northeast Randolph Property Owners Group. And basically, they're asking for some transparency.
But on the other hand, with the request for more transparency from the groups, there's still an awful lot of no comments from an awful lot of people. Why is that tight-lipped?
Yeah, it's not a surprise. So Owen reached out to David Powell, to Bonnie Renfro, to all the key economic developers, and they're all saying, we're not saying anything. Really, for their purposes, the less said about what's happening to assemble this land, the better.
And there are other options available out there as well, though, right?
There are other mega sites in the state of North Carolina, not too many. I mean, here's the thing with David Powell and his priorities. You know, he noted early on in his tenure here in the Triad that North Carolina is the only state in the Southeast that doesn't have auto manufacturing. If you look all around us, Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama, all of them have major manufacturing operations. North Carolina is really next in line. There's a mega site that is available that's been put together in Chatham County. And so these folks in Randolph are saying, look, why shouldn't that be your priority site? It's not that much farther away.
What are the pros and cons on each site?
The pros and cons in Chatham is that they've got that land assembled, 1,500 acres. The con is pretty simple. It's pretty far away. It's not near a four-lane highway. The Randolph County site is adjacent to a rail line. That's critical for auto manufacturing. There's no rail near the Chatham County site. And it's a lot farther from a population center where you're going to draw your workers. I mean, the Chatham County site has been put together because it's quite rural, and it's sort of far from everywhere. This Randolph site is kind of an ideal location if they can put it together.
With all that taken into consideration, where are they going from here?
The key folks aren't talking to us, Steve, but you got to think that they are going to continue on this path. You know, what happens is they might have to pay a little bit more money for this land, but they've identified a site that they think is the ideal site for this mega site. If suddenly you've got an auto manufacturer out there that's sort of knocking on the door of North Carolina, they're going to get real serious about acquiring this land and doing what's necessary to get it.
Just curious, is there a particular timeline, a deadline that they're looking at?
What David Powell said is he would like to have this site nailed down by the end of the year, and that's going to be a race to get that done.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. Justin, thank you for being with us, and once again, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve.